The Guadalupe Center at its new location will expand legal services to Latinos, something Reyes notes is needed in the community for various reasons.
We're being very strategic as to how we grow and what we partner with and what we actually have in the center. And it's really based on the needs of the community that we're serving. We're going from a small space to a little larger space, 3,600 square feet, but we can't be all things to all people. So we're building on the needs that our clients have said. The immigration or legal services is obviously something that is important to us. We currently do have a clinic that we've been having every month since January, and all the slots are filled. So that tells us that there's a need there. And it's not only immigration, it's small claims from landlord-tenant issues, which we encounter a lot in this population, you know, traffic issues, to custody and marriage and divorces, you know, the things that occur in any population, but predominantly the custody and so forth when, you know, parents move from country to country or state to state. So those are some of the issues that we're dealing with here. So really looking at how do we provide full-time legal assistance within the center.
Why is the Guadalupe Center a site that serves Latinos? Briz notes this process happened very organically.
Organically, it became a Latino center. I think part of it was the staff spoke Spanish. A good majority of the staff was Hispanic. Our volunteers spoke Spanish. They started providing some of the food staples that are in the Hispanic community, or, you know, that we eat, the rice, the beans, the tortillas, the oils. So obviously, if you're in that situation, you have the opportunity to go to a pantry where you have a choice of the foods that you prefer to eat versus the choice of the food that you will eat it because you need to eat, you're obviously gonna choose the other. But what we like to say is that people come to this pantry because we have a very welcoming environment. People have the opportunity to come and mingle with people in their community. So other Hispanics, we started community circles, and that's given our clients an opportunity to mingle and talk. We have celebrations, so we celebrate Thanksgiving, we celebrate Christmas, the Early de Guadalupe Day and Mother's Day and things like that. So there's another opportunity to gather and have community. But we've also increased our services, and it's wonderful to see folks who are not Hispanic come in, and the feedback we've gotten is they feel just as welcome as everybody else.